you go back? You talked earlier about the first days in Arusha, and you touched very briefly about when you first took on the job in Kigali, and your husband was like, no way. But you came for 2 weeks, and you decided to stay. Can you tell us more about that time? Did you have any preparation for what, for that aspect of it, for the things you were going to hear?
At all. Not at all. All I knew is what I had seen on TV, you know, the cops and cops that were littering the roads, you know, and that's all I had.
So what did you find?
Because I was recruited from New York. You know, they just sent me the contractor, they sent me the laissez passer, and I took off. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't even know where I was going. I just decided to gamble and go.
So what were the conditions in Kigali? You explained
Very hard. It was difficult to find a place to stay. So I stayed in the hotel almost for about a month and a half, the Meridian Hotel at the time. In the evening, there was nothing to do. I would just sit in my room, watch TV, eat some chocolate. I don't know, you know. Then when the colleagues from Nigeria arrived, we were able to spot a house that we shared, because we were sharing it not because we wanted, but we had to feel secure. And then, you know, it was like a sense of togetherness, you know, to be together and know that if something happens, you know, at least there's somebody that will know that is something is happening and will be able to help. Yes. So and then it's like virtually we were saying that, you know, if there's a problem, this is what we will do. Because at that time it was very difficult in Kigali. You know, you could hear, you know, shootings, you know, here and there.
How did you, when you would hear shootings, what would you do? Would you ever find out what was going on? Did you hear?
No, they would just tell you that, oh, they are shooting on the hill, you know, because Kigali is very hilly with small hills. Oh, it's behind the hill. Some people are shooting behind the hills there. Yeah.
So when you first began actually working there and you started to see the material, what was that?
It was very bad, because even translating, sometimes I'll leave the office, just walk, you know, outside the office to have some air, because it was too much, you know, to take, because it's a description to the letter, you know, of certain things that had happened. It's very difficult because you're not used to it, you're not expecting, you know. When you do your studies, that's not the kind of stuff, you know, you think you'll be translating. But then again, at one point, you just start translating them.
Did it feel different to you when you were in Kigali doing the translating and then when you were in Arusha?
I would have preferred doing the translation, not having to see some of the things that I had to see when I came here doing interpretation. Then there you have facts, you know, because these are evidence, you know. You have pieces of evidence that you have to tender in the courtroom to put up your case. Like the prosecution is accusing, you know, these people of having done this and that. So you have to come up with your evidence that, you know, proof that this happened. Then you will have like a footage, a video, a cassette, or witnesses that come and narrate facts, think that they have lived. Or, you know, the question is not, are they telling the truth or are they lying? It's what you hear, whether it's the truth or not. So it is what goes into your ears, you know, and that what you can, that goes into your system, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, from your time...
You see, but it's the same thing, because it is like your senses, your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. You speak those things, so it's like you repeat them because you're interpreting. But you read them, because that evidence that is tendered into court, they give you like a copy, maybe if it's a document on paper. or if it's a cassette, you watch it, and then you hear. So it's like your three senses are, you know, always, you know, being used to the fullest all the time, you know.